and we need to get off the sporting hoodoos and onto a, I was going to say a young lady, and she is still very much a young lady, but I suppose she would be considered a veteran in the Lions AFLW lineup. I speak of Emma Zilke, who's kind enough to join me on the line today to talk about the upcoming AFLW season. Thanks so much, Emma, for taking some time out.
No worries. And yeah, I do get reminded that I am in the top age of our group.
I was trying to be kind. Kind, Emma. You're a young lady at 30 years of age, but as far as AFL women is concerned, I suppose you are somewhat of a veteran, or let's say an experienced elder statesman of the game.
Yeah, that sounds better.
Now, you've been captain, Em, for a couple of years. I think I'm right in saying that you're still part of the leadership group, but the Brisbane Lions have got a new captain in the women's comp this year?
Yeah, so the past two seasons I've had the role of captain, and this year I'll be vice-captain to Leah Kasler. So, yeah, still in the leadership group.
Leah Kasler takes over. Sam Burgo, Kate Lutkins also vice-captain. So a leadership team. The obvious one, I'll just get the easy obvious ones out of the way, and you can tell me it's been the best pre-season ever and we're flying. All those cliches that we do in sport, Emma. But how do you believe that the Lions are shaping up to go one better this year?
Yeah, well, obviously with the last two seasons now, we've been able to track a little bit of data on each pre-season that we do. So in terms of stats and data, we actually are well ahead of where we have been the last two seasons going into this weekend's Pracky match. So the strength and conditioning coaches have put us in pretty good stead and hoping for us to peak come round one. So everyone's feeling quite good at the moment. It's been tough. It's been very, very hot. But I think that gives us a little bit of an edge when, you know, Victorian teams or other interstate teams come to Queensland to play.
Now, I think you may have had some injury troubles over your time, but my research tells me that you've had a good pre-season. And, again, here's one of those cliches. Coaching staff quoted as saying, training the house down. What have you done in preparation this season? And we're only a couple of weeks away from the AFLW kicking off. I can't wait myself because I love watching the tenacity shown by the girls, but your own preparation, Emma, leading into this season?
Yeah, I think the last two seasons I've had interrupted pre-seasons coming off the end of an injury. So this time round, I did have an injury, but I've been able to, you know, that was quite quick, the turnaround with that injury. So prior to pre-season, I was able to spend a bit more time in the gym just to put a bit more weight on in terms of my strengths, as we found that that was probably one of my weaknesses. So really tried to work on that. I feel like I'm stronger throughout my body now. So I've been able to, you know, hit packs a little bit harder, and my tackling pressures become a little bit stronger. I've been able to run out every session. I haven't had any, you know, any niggles or anything like that. So body's feeling really good in terms of the training that we've been putting in.
Fingers crossed, Emma, we don't want to put any curses on because you've got a practice game coming up. We'll get to that in a moment. But watching the emergence of the AFLW and obviously four teams to be added, not this year but next year, it's growing. Do you think at the moment where the competition's at, and again, I ask this question respectfully because it is new, a new sport, and it's not like the men who've grown up with AFL. I know you've been around in the system up there at Morningside and I think Cooperoo or a few other clubs, but a lot of girls are new to the sport and actually learning the skill and how to protect themselves. You say hitting the packs hard. I reckon the girls hit the packs just as hard as the blokes do, but maybe my question would be learning how to protect yourself going into those packs.
Yeah, I mean, it comes from, you know, the coaches that you have at a young age, which now, because of this women's league, the girls are getting younger and younger that want to strap on the footy boots, which is just incredible, especially here in Queensland. But, yeah, it really comes down to the coaches that you have and how they teach the technique from an early age. But in saying that, if they are new to the game, you can, like, we've had rookies from other sports join us, and they learn the skill of protecting yourself quite easily. It's not something that you don't really have to think about too much because it's not the biggest. It's just something that doesn't cross your mind as much when you're just going in for a tackle. You're going in for a tackle. It's the same as a bloke. They just do it. So I don't think it's something that we've really honed in on it, that we need to focus on that. It's just because that sort of thing comes naturally. And obviously, if one of our coaches says, you're really opening yourself up here, we're going to teach you how to do it properly, they'll do that. But in terms of everyone coming in, I think most girls have learnt that at an early age.
Oh, that's good to hear. And you mentioned your coaching staff, Craig Stasovic. Craig's still the coach this year going in, isn't he? There's been no change there.
Yeah,
and
no change, no.
That's good. You've got a practice match. You mentioned it earlier coming up this weekend against the GWS, 3 p.m. And I'm imagining this time of the year, competition for spots is hot. And maybe a couple of names, Emma, that we should keep an eye on. Obviously, being up there in Brisbane and down here in Melbourne where I am, we tend to focus more on the Melbourne-based side. So a couple of young players that have caught your attention to keep an eye on the Lions list?
Yeah, so with our first draft pick we had this year, we drafted Paige Parker, who's actually 23. She was probably she was the oldest out of all recruits. She's absolutely killing it on the track. She's been on our train-on squad the last two seasons, but she's actually in the squad this year. She's been training really well. So you'll work out who I'm talking about as soon as you see her play. She's extremely fast. She's got a fend like Dustin Martin.
Cool.
So she's extremely exciting to watch. And then you've got like Jade Ellinger, who was one of the late picks that we had, but she's just a competitor. She'll compete till she's got absolutely nothing left in the tank. So them two have been standouts for me at the moment. I'm excited to see how they go on the weekend.
Sounds exciting. I jotted those names down as well. And certainly I want to wish you all the best coming into the season. And as I said, maybe one better than last year, a couple of those new recruits coming in. I think the Doggies being the reigning premiers. We wish you and the Brisbane Lions all the best. I can't wait for the AFLW season to kick off. Thanks so much for your time this morning, Emma.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Fantastic to have Emma on the line. Still the vice captain of the Brisbane Lions. And, of course, the Lions are uncaged. Yep, that's right, uncaged in 2019. The question is, are you? Show your loyalty by signing on as an AFLW member. That's what we would love, to grow membership numbers in the AFLW and give these girls every ounce of support. The product is good and it is only going to get better. AFLW, a couple of weeks away.